Hi, I'm Marian McPartlin. My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist-composer Stanley Cowell, one of the most versatile and innovative pianists in the jazz world. His piano choir is one of the many original ideas he's created. And today we're here with an audience in the NPR Studio 4A in Washington, D.C. Stanley, how are you?
Just fine, Marian. Thank you very much for having me, and it's nice to see you again after 15 years.
It's just gone by like nothing.
You say it's better the second time around.
That's what they say. Well, I'm sure it's going to be true with this show. And before I get into too many things, quizzing you about all kinds of stuff, maybe you'd play something for us, on the right road.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Give me a chance to warm up here. This is something called Bright Passion, sort of a song of praise, song of encouragement.
Is that one of your tunes?
One of mine, yes, an original.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Really nice. When did you write that? Since we met last time. That's a fairly new one.
I guess 4 or 5 years ago.
You know, you've done so many things. I really don't know where to start, but I guess you're originally from Ohio, right?
Yes, I'm a Buckeye.
And did you grow up there?
I did. Toledo, Ohio.
And were you folks, were they into music, or how did you hear music in the house?
Yeah, well, you know, I had two older sisters that played piano, and they taught me at a very early age, so that their teacher would not take me until I was four. But I could already.
Oh, really? You had to be that old?
Yeah, and my father played street corner violin with some preachers when he was very young, so he always had a violin around, and he used to break it out at Christmas time and holidays and that sort of thing. But he was a businessman, and he built the first motel in the city limits of Toledo, Ohio.
Really?
And all the musicians that would come to town, I would meet, because in those days, especially because of segregation or choice, they would stay in the community, where the black community. So I would meet all the musicians that came through, and he'd bring them home and tell me to play for them.
And did you?
Yeah, of course. Sure.
Did they all listen to you when you played? At that time, did they all listen very attentively?
Well, you know, the story, Art Tatum was one that came by. He
You're
was actually
kidding.
From Toledo, and he... He played, my father wanted him to play, but he said, well, have your son play first. So I think he did listen to me. And I pulled out John Thompson Book 3 and played it, some of it. And then he sat down and played so much piano that my mother had to leave the room, and she went to the kitchen and started washing dishes, and her hands were just trembling. And I said, well, what's wrong? Because I left the room, too. I didn't know what he was playing. And my mother said, oh, that man plays too much piano. And then in 1969, I recorded a solo piece on a trio album of mine. And the producer wanted me to play a solo number. And I hadn't really thought about anything. And the piece that he played for me, just kind of came out of my subconscious. And I recorded it. And from that moment on, it seems like Tatum projects have been plaguing me. But that's not the way I really want to play. You know?
No, but maybe he's had some influence on you, undoubtedly good, you know, as he did on me. But how about another tune? I would love to hear another solo.
Oh, you know, as of late, I've started to play Charlie Parker songs and bebop songs, that songs from the 40s that musicians played, that the lines were so complicated and they went by so fast that nobody ever really appreciated the music in them. So I play them as ballads.
Not
so
a like bad play, idea.
Charlie Parker's Anthropology as a ballad.
Well, great. I'm dying to hear it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Where did you start learning to compose? Did you just start, or did you take lessons, or what happened?
Well, I stole a song first. I thought it was
don't
mine.
We all?
I thought it was mine, and I brought it to rehearsal, and the guy said, "Wait a minute, you didn't write that. This is another song called Delilah. Clifford Brown recorded that." I said, "Oh,
oh no. My God, did you think you wrote Delilah?"
Yeah, in a different key, yes. But I did study composition formally, and at Oberlin College and at the University of Southern Cal, and in Europe, in Austria.
My goodness, I'm impressed. Well, how about us having a go at a duet of some kind? How about Love Walked In?
Yeah.
Could we do that?
Yes, I'll try it.
All right.
You
well,
lead, I'll follow.
Why don't I do a little intro?
Great.
And then you play some of your nice changes, and I'll just play the melody.
Great.
And then I'll do one, and then you do one.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and wing it.
All right.
How's that?
Great. That's cool.
I guess it's my turn to play a tune, and I had this idea that since we have this wonderful audience here, I would ask for a request from the audience. And anything except Satin Doll or Melancholy Baby.
Or Tenderly.
Tenderly? Mm-hmm. Now, that's nice one. I was going to say no Andrew Lloyd Webber, but you didn't ask for any, so. All right. Thank you.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. You may enjoy another of our productions, Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. Check out the podcast. Subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.